وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك، نسألك موجبات رحمتك، وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح، إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا راحم المساكين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا، ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم رحمتك أرجى من أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم صبرهم صبرا جميلا. اللهم كن معهم وليا ونصيرا. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك وعلى أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم، ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا، وثبت قدامنا، وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين، وانصرنا على القوم الظالمين، وانصرنا على أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود. اللهم تر عليهم طيرا أبابيل، ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل. اللهم أرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهد ولاة أمور المسلمين لما فيه صلاح الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم احينا مسلمين، وتوفنا مؤمنين، وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا.
Allah, O Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, make us among those who worship you on Laylatul Qadr. O Allah, and accept our ibadah on Laylatul Qadr. O Allah, make us among those who deserve the promise that your Nabi has said, Man qama Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhammih. That all the past sins of ours will be forgiven, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, protect us being among those that your Prophet has said, Man hurima khayraha faqad hurim. That they are deprived, those who are deprived of the mercy on this night. O Allah, those that cannot secure their forgiveness even on Laylatul Qadr are the truly deprived ones. Protect us from being amongst them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. O Allah, of your all sinners that have gathered here, O Allah, we have committed so many sins in the broad daylight, in the dead of the night. O Allah, we have committed major sins and minor sins, knowingly and unknowingly, sins that pertain to violation of your rights and the violation of the rights of our fellow human beings. O Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, if you do not forgive us, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be among the losers, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, we have no other door to knock. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بك لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه O Allah, we seek refuge from your anger O Allah, in your pleasure يا رب العالمين in your mercy O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, shower your mercy upon all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, we have committed so many sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, forgive the sins we have committed with our eyes and looking at haram. O Allah, forgive the sins we have committed with our ears and listening to haram. O Allah, forgive the sins we have committed with our mind of imagining haram, with our hearts in relishing haram, with our hands in grasping haram, with our feet in walking towards haram. O Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, purify us from our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, replace our sins with your nur, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant us nur in our eyes, nur in our ears, nur in our mouths. O Allah, nur in our brains and our heads, nur in our bodies. O Allah, grant nur in our hands and our feet. O Allah, grant nur in every single cell of our existence, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, Ya Munawwir as-samawati wal-ardi wa ma feehin wa man feehin. O Allah, you are the bestower of nur. Grant us nur, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, nur in this world to see that what is right and wrong. Nur in the qabr, so we are illuminated and not afraid. Nur on the day of judgment. And O Allah, grant us nur on the sirat, so we do not fall off into the jahannam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, O Allah. You have granted us so many blessings that we have not made shukr, we have not thanked you for. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, you have said that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are grateful, you will further increase the blessings. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ But if you are ungrateful, that your عذاب is شديد. O Allah, we have been so ungrateful, but we seek your protection from the عذاب الشديد, from the severe عذاب, يا رب العالمين. O Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam, يا رب العالمين. اللهم أجرنا من النار 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 يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير Oh Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam Oh Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam Oh Allah this fire of the world we cannot afford for a single second for our little finger to be in the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, how about when the entire bodies of the mushrikun, of the kafirun, of your enemies whom you are displeased with will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, that fire which was burning for 1,000 years as red, then became white for 1,000 years, then it was burning for black. O Allah, waqooduha an-nasu wal-hijara, the black fire of Jahannam. The fuel of which are men and stones and idols. O Allah, protect us from that fire. It will be calling out, Hal min mazid, hal min mazid. Is there any more that I can burn? O Allah, protect us from that fire of Jahannam. O Allah, our old aged parents, O Allah, protect their flesh from burning in the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, our beautiful young children, that when they have a fever, we stay up all night. And we are so difficult for us to see them in any trouble. O Allah, these beautiful children and grandchildren, O Allah, protect them from burning in the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, protect them from burning in the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, protect all our loved ones from burning in the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, grant us najah from the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, if you do not forgive us, we are lost. O Allah, O Allah, we will not stop making dua and begging from you until, O Allah, O Allah, you have guaranteed our maghfirah. Every brother and sister here and all of their loved ones and all of their friends and all that we are making dua for in the entire ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, forgive each and every single one, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant all of us maghfirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant us iman kamil, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan kamila wa yaqinan sadiqa wa tawbatan nasuha wa tawbatan qabla al-maut wa rahatan inda al-maut wa maghfiratan ba'da al-maut wa al-afwa inda al-hisab wa al-fawza bil-jannah wa al-najahata min al-nar O Allah, allow us to lead a life pleasing to you. O Allah, protect us from haram, Ya Rabbil Alameen, from haram earning and haram spending. Oh Allah, grant us halal rizq, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to lead a life pleasing to you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And oh Allah, allow the best day of our life, the last day of our life, the best a'mal of our life, the last a'mal of our life. Allahumma ja'al khayra a'malina wa akhiraha wa khayra ayamina yawma nalqaka fee. The best day of our life, the day we return to you and meet you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when we are dying, allow the last words that we utter, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. Oh Allah, do not grant us, oh Allah, do not give us a death, oh Allah, suddenly without preparation, when we are not having the opportunity to prepare. Oh Allah, protect us from a death through a calamity. Oh Allah, give us the warning signs, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to have sufficient time to prepare, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, how sad it would be that if we had many advices to give our children and our loved ones and settle our debts and settle our accounts with you and with the khalq, and we do not have the time, and all of those secrets remain in our hearts. Oh Allah, people, they feel it is bad news when the doctor says that, oh, you have 3 months to live, best case scenario, 6 months. But oh Allah, this is a mercy from you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, that you give us a chance to, oh Allah, settle our affairs before we return. Oh Allah, the one who did not get the bad news, is he going to live forever? Absolutely not. He will also die. Who can escape death? Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. But some are taken up suddenly and some have opportunity to prepare. Oh Allah, allow us to prepare for the day before it comes. Inevitably we must return, but allow us to prepare before it comes. And to have the isti'dad lil mauti qabla nuzulihi. Oh Allah, to prepare for death before it strikes, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, do not take us up suddenly, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us to settle our accounts before we return to you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, whatever we want to convey to our loved ones, we have the opportunity to do so, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And oh Allah, we go back to you with having hope in your mercy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And the angels of mercy come and say, Ya ayatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Oh Allah, the angels of mercy come and take our soul, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbin ila ruhin wa rayhan, Rabbin ghayr ghadban. They will say, come, marhaba ahlan. Come towards the Rabb who is pleased to see you. Oh Allah, send the angels of mercy to take our souls, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to the Illiyin. And oh Allah, expand our graves to as far as the eye can see, and open the window of Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, so we can see our palaces in Jannah to give us comfort during the grave, period in the grave, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make it easy for us to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. Oh Allah, man rabbuka ma dinuka man nabiyuka, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to pass that exam with flying colors, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, on the day of judgment, oh Allah, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, concerning whom you have said that, oh Allah, they will find their book of deeds in their right hand. And they will say, "Ha umuqra'u kitabiyah," come and read my book. They will go proudly showing their results to everyone. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. I was expecting this great reward and today I have passed. Oh Allah, make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, protect us from being among those man utiya kitabahu bishimalihi, who get their book of deeds in their left hand. Fayaqulu ya laytani lam uta kitabiyah wa lam adri ma hisabiyah. Oh, I wish I never received this book. I wish I never saw this result. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiyah. Oh, woe unto me, the death has come. There's no way to return back. Halaka anni sultaniya. Oh, they will say, my kingdom, my wealth, my power, ma aghna anni maliya, my wealth is not coming to aid me today. Oh Allah, protect us from that day of yawm al-hasarah wa al-nadama, the day of regret, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, yawm al-taghabun, when people will be in great loss, yawm al-tanad, when people will be screaming, oh Allah, for help, oh Allah, make us among those who will have the shade of your arsh, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant a shade under your arsh, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make our deeds, good deeds, heavy in the scales of justice, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, grant us the opportunity to visit our Habib al-Mustafa and to be embraced by him and to gain the water of Hawd al-Kawthar from him, Ya Rabbil Alameen, that he gives us with his own noble hands, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, protect us from being among those whom will say, Suhagan, Suhagan, go away from me, as you have abandoned my deen after me. Oh Allah, protect us from being, oh Allah, shunned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, allow us to be among those that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomes, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant us the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, allow us to cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. O Allah, allow us to enter Jannah without reckoning. O Allah, if you choose to take us to account, we'll be lost. O Allah, do not reckon our deeds. Do not take us to a reckoning and accounting, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant us the company of the Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant us your ridwan wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, allow us to witness you and to behold you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wujuhun yawma idhin nadira. Some faces will be radiant and shining, ila rabbiha nadira, witnessing their Lord. O Allah, we worship you without seeing you. We have iman bil ghayb, believing in the mukhbir sadiq, narrator, who narrated to us, who reported to us about you, our beloved Mustafa, Muhammadul Mustafa, Ahmadul Mujtaba, the sadiq wal ameen. We believed in his message, his risale, and by virtue of believing in him, we believe in you. And O Allah, but we have not seen you. We are among those who have said, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. We believe in the unseen. O Allah, in Jannah, grant us the ghayb, turn it into mushahad, to make it witness, until we can witness you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We cannot completely encompass you, la tudrikuhu al-absar, but O Allah, allow us to be able to witness whatever dimension you will allow us to witness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, even the eyes of Jannah cannot completely encompass you. O Allah, you are wahdaka la sharika lak. Laysa mislika shay, none of the creation is like unto you. O Allah, you cannot be confined. O Allah, you are the wajibul wujud, necessarily existing. You are the awwalu bila bidaya. You are the akhiru bila nihaya. O Allah, you are the khaliqu zamani wal makan. Wa huwa al-an kama kan qabla khalqi zamani wal makan. O Allah, you are the creator of time and space, and after creating them, there was no change in your being. O Allah, you are not confined by time and space. How can we completely see you? But O Allah, whatever dimension and tajalli you will allow us to witness, O Allah, allow us to witness that, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As we have heard from our Nabi and from our Deen, that this is, our scholars of Deen, that this is the greatest ecstasy and climax of Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, allow our hearts to be filled with your greatness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, allow us, our hearts to be filled with your greatness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us the level of ihsan, so we worship you ka'annaka tara, as if we see you. O Allah, allow us to have the level of shuhud, that we see you and witness you in all the things around us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us to be able to witness your greatness and your hidden hand and manifestation in everything, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, allow us to see the ayat, afaqi, and the ayat, O Allah, the signs in the creation, and the signs within us, and the signs everywhere, tadullu ala annaka wahidu, that indicate your oneness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, grant us your true ma'rifah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us your wilayah khasa, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. O Allah, grant us the wilayah so that we be among those who have no fear, no grief, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we are not asking you nubuwah so we become a nabi. We are not asking you to be a sahabi or a tabi'i. O Allah, those doors have closed. But O Allah, we do ask you to be among the sabiqoon. Ulaika al-muqarrabun, that will be nearer to you on the day of judgment, those are far ahead, even ahead of the ashabul yameen. O Allah, because you have given us that opening, you have given us that window of opportunity, that we can hope for this when you had said thullatum min al-awwaleen, many from the previous generations of the ummah, but you said وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, there will be few of and far between, but there will also be some in the later portions of this ummah. O Allah, we are from the later portion of this ummah. O Allah, we are the we are at the portion of the ummah right before the emergence of Dajjal. O Allah, the signs of Dajjal are apparent around us. O Allah, we are among the akhirin. O Allah, make us among the qalilum min al-akhirin. O Allah, grant us the opportunity to be among the qalilum min al-akhirin, that are going to be muqarrabun, close to you on the day of judgment, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of judgment, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Close to Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, wa Ali, oh Ya Rabbil Alameen. Close to Talha ibn Ubaidullah and Zubair ibn Awam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, close to Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah and Abdurrahman ibn Auf and Sa'id ibn Zayd, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Close to the Ashra Mubashara, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Close to Zainab, Ruqiyah, Fatima, Umm Kulsum, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Close to the Azwaj Mutahharat, Khadija, Aisha, and Hafsa, and all the Zainab, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, make our women close to the women of Jannah. Make our men close to the men of Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, become pleased with us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, there are difficult times in the world. O Allah, the calamities that are befalling the Muslim lands, we have been witnessing for so long, yet our hearts have become desynthesized and stone hard. O Allah, suffer our hearts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, now at this time, every single day and every night, we are shocked by the different events that are taking place, that this, oh Allah, these challenges that were across the ocean have come to our shore. And oh Allah, there is extreme panic among those who are aware of what is going on. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, this freedom of religion in this land, the freedom of assembly in this land, the freedom of the press in this land, the freedom of the speech in this land. Oh Allah, the Bill of Rights of the Constitution, they're all under attack. Oh Allah, the freedom of religion is under attack. The freedom of all of these things that we took for granted, oh Allah, we thought are untouchable, oh Allah, are being completely destroyed every single day. And the entire world and everyone from all political parties are just watching and they are shocked. Everyone does not believe what is going on. It is unbelievable. And this is happening every single day. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, protect the Muslims in this land, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, in the best of times, when there was no fear, we are among those who sold our deen for the dunya. What will our children and grandchildren do, Ya Rabbil Alameen? If push comes to shove, will they hold on to the deen or will they give up the deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen? Oh Allah, if they have a choice to be deported or to be all imprisoned versus holding on to the deen, what will our children do, Ya Rabbil Alameen? Oh Allah, grant them thabat and istiqamah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, do not, oh Allah, test us further, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, guarantee the rights in this country that it was founded upon, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us, oh Allah, to realize what in the world is going on instead of continuing to be completely aloof in ghafla and, oh Allah, thinking that somebody else, not us, oh Allah, whatever efforts of harassment are taking place against undocumented people from different lands. Oh Allah, that same ferocity can be unleashed upon the Muslims that has begun. Oh Allah, protect us from Islamophobia, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect us from xenophobia, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, allow us to overcome all of these phobias by extending our hands and embracing our neighbors and fellow citizens of this country, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us, oh Allah, to demonstrate to them the beauty of our deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Oh Allah, we have not done the effort of da'wah as required. Oh Allah, we have not showed the beauty of our deen in our akhlaq. Oh Allah, our salah and our dhikr and ibadah remains within the confines of the masjid. But the disbelievers, they will see our akhlaq. We have not interacted with them. We have not shown our deen, or we are hiding our deen. Oh Allah, allow us to show our deen and to allow the others to see those who have insaf, those who are just and fair, to see the beauty of our deen of Islam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, those that are bent upon hatred, oh Allah, what can we say? Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شُرُورِهِمْ أَوَ اللَّهُ رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَوَ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ أَوَ اللَّهُ protect us from the ظَالِمِينَ. Protect us from the zalimeen throughout the world and in this country, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect our sister who and others who are just, oh Allah, after a day of fasting, going out to for iftar and is so violently arrested, oh Allah, in detention, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, just for speaking out for justice, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, protect us how things are being warped and changed, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, speaking out against an occupation is being termed as anti-Semitism. And anti-Zionism is being equated with anti-Semitism. And anti-Semitism is becoming a crime, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, speaking for the rights of the refugees and those who are not only refugees, oppressed or victims of genocide, has been equated as supporting a terrorist organization and aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States. Oh Allah, what world are we living in, Ya Rabbil Alameen? Oh Allah, allow us to continue to speak the truth and not have to suffer consequences. And oh Allah, allow us to continue to speak out against evil, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow the sane people, just people to, oh Allah, overtake this narrative and correct the course of the affairs, Ya Rabbil Alameen. The way that things are heading, then we are in a very grave trouble, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, save the Muslims of this land and throughout the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, you are watching the zalimeen. Oh Allah, you are giving them respite. Oh Allah, this is the istidraj from you. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. As you have said, you are giving them this respite like you gave to Fir'aun, like you gave to Nimrud, like you gave to Shaddad, like you gave to Haman. Oh Allah, but then you caught all of them in the end. Oh Allah, do not give further respite to them for our sake, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, catch them as you have caught them in the past, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, guide them if guidance is distant for them, or catch them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, grant us istiqamah. istiqamah iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, Allah, oh Allah, if you do not grant us istiqamah, we'll be lost, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make our iman strong, ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us among those who fulfill your rights and establish salah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, grant us the knowledge of the deen, ya Rabbil Alameen. As we have studied for years and years for the dunya, allow us to study for the deen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make us among those who remember you abundantly, ya Rabbil Alameen. Min al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. Oh Allah, beautify our akhlaq and our character, ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us sincerity in our acts of worship, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect us from riyah and sum'ah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, accept all of our assets, our wealth, our property, our children, our abilities for the khidmah and upliftment of the deen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, on this blessed night, protect this masjid and madrasa, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect all the brothers and sisters whose children are studying here, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who attend, who are affiliated in any shape or fashion, ya Rabbil Alameen. And all of the remaining masajid and madaris, ya Rabbil Alameen. And all of the effort of da'wah and tabligh, ya Rabbil Alameen. And the efforts of khidmah and social services, ya Rabbil Alameen. And the mashayikh of tasawuf and tazkiyah, ya Rabbil Alameen. And those that are involved in political efforts, ya Rabbil Alameen. In civil engagement, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those that are fighting for the rights of the Muslims, ya Rabbil Alameen. And all of the various efforts of deen in so many different categories, oh Allah, grant them harmony, ya Rabbil Alameen. Mutual harmony and cooperation, ya Rabbil Alameen. And not competition, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, the upcoming ijtima that's taking place, oh Allah, make it a means of hidayah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make it easy for the thousands who will be descending, oh Allah, here in Chicago for this great ijtima. Oh Allah, make it successful, ya Rabbil Alameen. Except all the jamaats that are coming, they'll be going out, ya Rabbil Alameen. Make it a means of turning the tides of this country, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, accept all of our students, ya Rabbil Alameen. Accept all of our parents, ya Rabbil Alameen. Accept all of our donors and patrons, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, Masjid al-Quba, all the masajid, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect, oh Allah, our Muslim businesses, homes, and young and old, and women and children, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, become pleased with all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, shower your mercy upon all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, whoever is sick amongst us, grant them shifa, ya Rabbil Alameen. Whoever has different lawsuits, oh Allah, grant them respite from that, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those that are wrongfully locked up, grant them, oh Allah, freedom, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, those that are looking for spouses, grant them beautiful, righteous spouses, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh, those that are looking for their children, grant their spouses for their children, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, those that have debts, allow them to settle their debts, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those that are unemployed, grant them halal risk and employment, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, those that are all of us that are spiritually sick, grant us shifa, ya Rabbil Alameen. Purify our hearts from all the sicknesses, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, remove the hasad and grant us mutual love, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, remove the love of the dunya and grant us love of the akhirah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Remove our greed and grant us, oh Allah, generosity, ya Rabbil Alameen. Remove our cowardice and grant us courage, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, the fact that we're ungrateful, and remove that and grant us shukr, ya Rabbil Alameen. The fact that we have no patience, remove that and grant us sabr, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, remove all the radail from our heart and grant us all the sifat hamida and beautiful attributes, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, grant us all shifa from amarat qalbiya, from, oh Allah, physical sicknesses, spiritual sicknesses, emotional, mental sicknesses, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, allow the parents and the children to love one another, ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant the tawfiq to the children to respect their elders, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, the children of today, oh Allah, have become such a means of such a stress and headache and tension and anxiety and difficulty for the parents. Oh Allah, grant tawfiq to our children to respect their parents, ya Rabbil Alameen. To understand how much their parents have done for them and to respect them and serve them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, grant love and harmony in all of our Muslim families and between the spouses, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make our marriages strong, ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us mutual understanding and respect, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us to fulfill the rights of our spouses and forgive and forego our own rights, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, grant love in greater families and siblings and cousins and uncles and aunts, and allow us to be among those who make silatul rahim, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make our family strong, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us to support one another, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, remove all the discord in our family, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, become pleased with us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us hayatan tayyibah in this life, ya Rabbil Alameen. And hayatan tayyibah in the akhirah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, whatever du'as we made, accept them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Whatever du'as we should have made but could not think of and could not make, oh Allah, accept them on our behalf, ya Rabbil Alameen. Whatever problems that our brothers and sisters here have that keep them awake at night, whatever stresses and anxieties in their life. You're fully aware of each and every single one of them. Oh Allah, solve all of their problems of this dunya, qabr, hashar, and akhirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Whoever asks us to make dua, oh Allah, whatever their needs were, oh Allah, fulfill all of their needs, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, those brothers and sisters who are making tawaf at the Kaaba and making dua, oh Allah, include us in their duas, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Those that are in Riyadhul Jannah right now as you speak and are making dua, accept us in, oh Allah, include us in their duas, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, those that are doing dua in Masjid Al-Aqsa, include us in their duas, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, allow us to have multiple more Ramadans, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and to spend them in a better manner than we did this time, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, accept our duas, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Wa tub 'alaina ya Mawlana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin sa'ada minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa 'alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil 'aliyyil 'azhim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin wa sallallahu ta'ala على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.